have to heat a building or they'll freeze to death, you know. So they don't do much in that way around here.
And now, a male horse that they're using to produce offspring.
Stallion.
Call it a stallion. Okay. And a female horse would be called?
Mare.
Okay. Now, what is a bronco? That's a word I've heard a lot since I've been out here in Colorado.
Well, I would say he's a wild horse that has not been tamed.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a word, have you ever heard of a green horse or a broomtail, or those words that are from?
Broomtails, I think, are in the high mesas running wild,
okay.
I believe.
So they would be a kind of wild horse as well?
I believe so.
Okay. And another animal that's like a horse, it's a pack animal.
Oh, a mule.
Okay.
Or a donkey.
Is a
jackass.
Okay. A jackass would be a male?
A jackass is a donkey.
Oh, it's a donkey.
Yeah, male or female.
Okay. I was wondering what they would call a male or female mule. Would they call them a jack and a jenny?
No, that's the donkeys.
That's the donkeys.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Your mules don't have any.
Don't have male and female names.
No.
Okay.
They are not able to reproduce.
Okay.
They can't reproduce.
Okay.
They're a breed between a horse and a donkey,
right.
And they have no reproduction on them.
Okay. You mentioned donkey and jackass. Would an animal spelled B-U-R-R-O?
That's the same as a donkey.
Okay. How do you pronounce that?
Burro.
Burro. But that's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
They're the same
yeah.
kind of animal.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And then around here they call them Rocky Mountain Canaries.
No, you're kidding. Really? Rocky Mountain Canaries?
Mm-hmm.
They call donkeys that because
yeah.
they, why do they?
I don't know. Nobody can tell me
that
why they call them that. But they call them Rocky Mountain Canaries.
Huh. Well, that is new. I have not heard that.
Yeah.
That is something
that's
real.
When they use donkeys almost exclusively in the mines.
I see. That's.
And
that's why.
And that's where the nickname derived from is the miners.
I was wondering what they might call a string of donkeys or animals that they would have led into the mines.
A pack string.
A pack string. Would they have ever called it a remuda or a cabby?
I don't think so.
Just a pack string.
Just a pack string.
Okay. Did they have a name for animals that were of poor quality, maybe donkeys or cows, or that were just always sick?
Culls.
Culls. C-U-L-S?
C-U-L-L-S.
C-U-L-L-S. Mm-hmm. Culls. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good too. We talked some. We mentioned that a steer is steer is probably a castrated bull.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what a castrated horse would be called?
Gelding.
A gelding. Okay. How about a castrated hog?
A shoat.
A shoat. Does barrow? Does that sound familiar? Is that a word you've heard?
No, don't remember that.
Okay. How about a castrated sheep? Would they call that a wether? Does that sound familiar?
I really don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I really have never been around
yeah,
any sheep growers.
They don't grow, I guess there are not many sheep in this area.
No, they used to be, when my husband was a youngster, they ran sheep up here. But now it's all federal land, and they just have blocked it off.
I see.
They're too hard on the terrain, and when they get up at 10,000, the sheep go right down to the rocks, you know.
Yes.
And then the vegetation doesn't come back.
I see.
So this Reclamation Bureau has blocked it off. They can't run sheep anymore.
Okay. Did y'all have pets growing up?
Oh, sure.
What'd you have?
Dogs and cats. And
okay.
Canaries. And, parakeet.
Did they have a name for a dog that wasn't a purebred but was kind of a mixed breed?
Mongrel.
Mongrel. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wonder if early on when y'all still lived on the farm, if you can remember your father calling in the cows or calling chickens, maybe your mother calling chickens. I was wondering, sometimes that's really interesting, the name, you know.
I,